What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I did. I had the kids and grandkids all at the house, so we had a great weekend.
Oh, those are the best, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Just ended way too soon.
Yeah. All right, so what a weekend.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Okay, it's really weird stuff going on with our video this morning. All right, we'll figure it out later. Strange. All right. I'm not sure what just happened. Just launched another show. Okay. One day we'll end the show without technical difficulties. We'll enter the show without technical difficulties. I believe in all of us. We can do it. Okay, so... meanwhile, this weekend, holy cow, where to begin? Donald Trump, the easiest way to put it, the goal of our foreign policy and the globalist going back to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. And you really got to go back that far to understand it. In fact, I wrote a book about this, got halfway through and stopped and realized there was no audience for it. Because neither the right or the left would be able to see what was happening. It would be impossible. And the goal, starting with Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, was to get into World War III with Russia. And we were originally going to hold this war. The address was going to be Syria. That's what a lot of my book was about, how we were secretly training our CIA in Jordan and in other countries. Our worst enemies on earth, namely Al-Qaeda, ISIS, every horrible jihadi we could find, and we were going to go to war with Russia. That was the goal, was to get, I don't know why they want a war with Russia, besides maybe profit or whatever. Okay, well, then we moved the address of the battlefield to Ukraine, a better battlefield. And the reason we were able to move the address was because John Brennan, when he was the head of the CIA, violently overthrew the elected leadership of Ukraine. Those poor people have lived in a State Department and really intel agency controlled dictatorship ever since. Left to their own devices, the last real election they were allowed to have by our deep state was they elected a pro-Russian government. That's not surprising. Ukraine's only 34 years old and the birthplace of Russia is Kyiv. We didn't like that. Or rather, Obama and Brennan didn't like that. So they violently overthrew the elected government of Ukraine. Those people haven't been free since. And when you look at right now, I mean, the support for the war is actually the lowest. It's lower in Ukraine than it is here in Gallup polling. It's 26%. And that's because these poor people have not only lived in a dictatorship run by NATO, but unfortunately, their sons have been literally snatched off the streets, sometimes underage, kidnapped. The videos are horrific with mothers holding onto their sons as they're ripped out of their arms to be thrown into the meat grinder. Trump sees this. He knows this. He knows what the reality is. And he just wants to stop it. And he wants to stop it. He needs to stop it. He knows he needs to stop it before the Democrats and the deep state get any kinds of power again. Because if he does not, we will be dragged into it. Kicking and screaming. And we will resume with the horrible plan that was laid out by Charles Brown, head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, under Joe Biden, when he said, we're going into Ukraine, U.S. troops are going into Ukraine, but it could be about 100,000 of them, and we're going to the front lines. We're going to lead this thing. That was the plan the Euroweenies were on. They were going to profit. We were going to die. And we were even going to put the Air Force in the air to fight Putin. It was going to be a horror show, but for all of it to happen, Charles Brown said, yes, it is happening. There's no doubt about it. But for all of it to happen, they had to win the election and they lost. Trump knows he has very little time to stop that outcome. He's got 3 years to get us to a place where they can't start the war again. Go for World War III with their deranged and demented idea of, hey, Putin won't use the nukes, but, you know, hey, if he does, it's not our country, it's Ukraine. These are very, 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 very evil people. And they need to be retained and controlled. And so that is what Trump is trying to do. The thing that had to happen, and I said this Friday, and was really gratified to see Trump saying the same thing I was, and nobody else was saying it, what the thing that had to happen to go forward here for the healing to begin between our country and Russia, because those are the two sides fighting. We're just using the Ukrainians. They're cannon fodder at best, these poor people, and I feel so bad for what we've done to them. The way for this to end was it had to be an exoneration on the world stage of Putin and Trump in the Russia collusion hoax. The Russia collusion hoax is not just a silly thing Hillary did. It is what we use to accuse Russia of a coup on this country, what we use to accuse Russia of an act of war on this country, and it was fake. Russia didn't do it. Hillary did. And so when you look at the setup, the brilliant setup going in the last 2 weeks into Alaska, it is no coincidence that all of the Russia collusion hoax documents came out. That was timed. That was on purpose. That was a massive exoneration leading up to the grand finale, which was Trump standing next to Putin in front of an extremely hostile media that had lied for years about the Russia collusion hoax and saying, he's innocent. So am I. We didn't do this. And Putin had to have that. So did Trump. That is what had to happen for healing to be able to begin. And I've explained this many times. Many people just do not understand because Americans don't get real news about Russia. You have to really read RT and India and the Times of India and then read our media to understand the full, you know, both sides of it, because you really got to get both sides or nothing going on will make any sense to you. Trump obviously has both sides of this. And you got to have it if you want to have peace and stop World War III and stop our troops from being dragged into it for fun, profit, and God knows whatever reason in the future. And so what Trump did was exonerate Russia. The lie that Russia cyber attacked our boards of elections, the DNC, the election itself, which didn't happen, and we've learned that decisively the last 2 weeks, there is nothing about the Russia collusion hoax that is real. The lie of that was used to put troops and tanks on the Russian border by Obama and menace Russia. That is what started this. This is why if you look at the map of the territory that Russia took, you will see it is just a zone around its border to protect itself from the deep state. The other thing people don't understand, in 2017, in near unanimous votes in the House and the Senate, we destroyed the Russian economy in retaliation for the cyber attacks. Destroyed it. We put sanctions on their oil, and force them to sell only to China, which I think is part of what the Biden family got paid off for. They could only sell to China. We didn't do secondary tariffs. And so Russia was given the option. You can only sell to China. You got to sell at a deep discount. This is going to wreck your economy. It was all in punishment for the cyber hacking. Specifically, that's what it said in the sanctions, for the cyber hacking. Well, we learned last 2 weeks, Lee, Russia didn't do it. Hillary did. In fact, her campaign paid federal contractors to create the appearance of internet traffic, hacking those boards of elections, and also to create the appearance of internet traffic between Putin's Alpha Bank and Trump Tower, where Putin and Trump were allegedly talking. That's a lie, too. So all of the we destroyed the Russian economy based on a lie. We accused Russia of a coup. We accused Russia of acts of war, and we put tanks and troops on their border. So now go look at the map of what Russia took. It is an extension of their border. They're pushing us back and saying, no, you will not get that close to us. All of it based on a lie. So the beginning of the healing came this weekend when, and I said this, this is why Trump needs to meet Putin in person, because there has to be an exoneration of Putin in the Russia collusion hoax and Trump. And there was. There was. What'd you think, Lee?
When I heard him say Russia, 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 I immediately thought of you.
Yeah.
Tara's right.
Yeah.
And what she was hoping for happened.
This was the sticking point. So if you look at it from the Russians' point of view, and many people might say, well, I don't like Putin. I want to look at it from his point of view. Well, okay. But if you want to get peace, you got to look at it from his point of view, right? From his point of view, he has been maligned, accused. And as he's watching all of this on his border, he's going, they're setting me up for World War III. They're coming for me. I got to get them off the Russian border. Dear God, what am I going to do? And We pushed him. And, you know, I'm amazed Putin waited as long as he did to counterattack. That's kind of where I am on it. And so the beginning of the healing is for Trump to say on that world stage, there was no Russia collusion. That's a lie. And think about the power of that, okay, Lee, because right now in Europe, Russia collusion, the Russia hoax, is being used as the excuse to censor those poor people. And in Germany and France, they're wiping out entire political parties and saying those people aren't even allowed to run for office because they're peddling Russian disinformation. Well, where does that come from? It's all based off the Russia collusion hoax lie. For Trump to stand behind before the world and say it didn't happen, they didn't meddle in our election. Because Euroweenies are using that as a lie to claim, oh, they meddle in elections. We've got to censor our political opponents. We've got to outlaw their parties. We've got to say they can't run for office. We've got to put them in prison. In Romania, for instance, the guy who legitimately won, he's a Trump knockoff, was not allowed to take office because they said, oh, well, Russia helped elect him. So, yeah, now he's on his way to prison for his Russia connections. Well, it's all a lie. And so this is the beginning of the healing in the world if Trump can get this. And we've got to get this. We do not want our troops in World War III over lies. And the best way to prevent that is putting the truth out on the world stage. And that is why you saw the screaming and the yelling over the weekend. And we're just getting started. This is Earth-Shattering Stuff. We'll have more up next.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It drove them stark raving mad this weekend, and you could tell it did. Trump standing there on the world stage besides Vladimir Putin telling the truth. Trump standing there on the stage beside him. They couldn't stop him. Exonerating himself and exonerating America. Exonerating Russia. And here's what that sounded like.
I've always had a fantastic relationship with President Putin, with Vladimir. We had many tough meetings, good meetings. We were interfered with by the Russia hoax. It made it a little bit tougher to deal with, but he understood it. But we had to put up with the Russia hoax. He knew it was a hoax, and I knew it was a hoax, but... And what was done was very criminal, but it made it harder for us to deal as a country in terms of the business and all of the things that we'd like to have dealt with. But
so Donald Trump explaining that it was a hoax. Russia did not do anything. Why is that so important? Because a million people are dead because of Hillary's and Obama's lies. And Trump explained that. He said, listen, you know, I tried to make a deal. I wanted to make a deal with Vladimir Putin before. I wanted to stop the bloodshed, 5,000 to 7,000 people dying a week. And he said, but I was talking to Putin. This is him. This is Donald Trump talking to Bret Baier before the summit, the Alaska summit. He said, I was talking to Putin. And he said, it's not possible. I can't get it done until we heal the lie that Russia cyber attacked us, attacked our elections, or had anything to do with it. It was Hillary.
But I had a good relationship with him. We had no problems. We had, you know, country that was, we were getting along. We were doing fine. We have tremendous potential. You know, Russia has very valuable land. We have tremendous potential to have a great relationship, a great business relationship. But we couldn't do it because of the crooked, demented people that created the phony Russia. And I told him, I said, you know, Vladimir, there's no way we're going to make a deal. You know that. He said, well, I think it's going to be tough. I said, no, not tough. It's impossible because I have wise guys that created a phony deal. And until that settled up, that was the hoax, the big hoax, the greatest. Well, one of the greatest hoax. I think we have a lot of others that we can talk about, all by the same group of very, very bad Americans. I'm going to be nice when I say it that way.
He's right. And I told you this on Friday. I said, this is what had to happen so we can have peace. And you got to understand what they did because it was so evil. It wasn't just, and Americans don't get this. They think Russia should just be fine with the fact that Hillary lied about this and accused Russia of an act of war and a coup and put tanks and troops on their border. Russia should be good with it. Now they should. No, they shouldn't mind. They shouldn't mind at all. We can just lie, accuse them of war crimes, and everything would be fine. Well, it got real when we put the tanks and troops on their border, as Obama did. What happened next? Americans don't know. They just think Russia bad, USSR. Russia's not the USSR, and it's not even close. Not a good place, but it's certainly not communist. In fact, Vladimir Putin has pushed the communists to the edges of Russian society. Brutally, actually. Just kind of interesting. So what had to happen? Well, what folks don't understand is that we passed brutal sanctions on Russia that destroyed its economy. We did it in 2017. Trump signed them based on a lie. And that lie was, and it said it right in the sanctions, that Russia had cyber hacked our infrastructure, namely our boards of election. Well, in the last 2 weeks, it has come out that was not Russia. In fact, an FBI whistleblower laid it out. That was Hillary. Hillary's campaign hired federal contractors to do all of those hackings. No part of the Russia collusion hoax was real. All of that has come out in the last 2 weeks. That's not an accident. That was a lead up to Alaska. And so we destroyed the Russian economy. We sanctioned their oil, their natural resources, their sale of it. That's 60% of their economy. We destroyed it based on a lie. Can you imagine living in Russia? We are lying and saying that you hacked our elections, launched a coup. You are destroying the Russian economy based on lies. Trump signed the sanctions. He had no choice because they were painting him as a Russian puppet. So this is an apology of sorts. Trump can't apologize. He is the most powerful man on earth. He's leader of the free world. He can't apologize to anybody for anything, even if he's wrong. But he did the next best thing. He exonerated Russia on the world stage and himself. And he can now because we know Hillary did it. And so all of this was to move Russia to war. If you look at that map of what Russia did, it was protecting itself. Not only did we put the troops and the tanks on their border for no dang reason, to menace them. Can you imagine if they did that to us in Mexico? I'd be screaming on the air every single day, let's go down there and kick their butt. No, you don't get to do that. After Russia overthrew the Mexican government, not happening. Not putting up with that. And they shouldn't have to either. And this has been part of a process going back to Barack Obama to get in a World War III with Russia. They want to do it for profit and for whatever reason, I still don't fully understand, but they're determined and they have been for a long time. And that puts us at grave risk of World War III. Look, folks, I don't like Putin any more than I like Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong-il, any of these people. But this is a nuclear-armed country, and I don't want to fight with them over fake things. You don't either. You don't want your kids' grandkids getting drafted to do it either. That's where we were going. We were going to the front lines. They were out of Ukrainian bodies to throw into the meat grinder. They were going to throw our kids in. All for fun and profit. It's where I was going. So Trump saying yesterday, hold up. This is fake. Russia collusion did not happen. This exonerates Russia. The Russian people needed to hear that. He destroyed their economy with those sanctions. Trump signed it. He did. That's why they needed to hear it from him. It was fake. You didn't do it. Wasn't an apology. He can't go that far. That's the most they'll ever get. This is the beginning of peace, to say that. And that is why they were so desperate to stop Trump. He was on the world stage telling the truth about their lies. But what is the way forward? We'll get into that coming back.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So the Euroweenies making their way to the White House. Why are they showing up? Because Trump's making a major mistake. It's big. It's huge. The Euroweenies will not agree to anything unless it keeps the war going or gives them a way to get back into it, the globalist left, to start it again. Honestly, leave stuff alone. If you're going to put a security guarantee in place, just leave it alone. Drop the whole thing. Let them fight it out till they exhaust each other. Stop funding them. This is a disaster. And I know Trump wants to get the win. I know he wants the credit. And you're going to wonder, like, wow, the Euroweenies just 3 weeks ago wanted to keep World War III going. They were doing everything they could to undermine Trump and make sure that he and Putin were not able to make peace. Why are they rushing to the White House now in order to sign this thing? Well, it virtually guarantees World War III. I mean, this is a disaster, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it in any other way for Trump to do this. I can't believe Putin would agree to this. It's not in his interest at all. And what it says is, we're going to give Ukraine a security guarantee. And if there's any fighting, we're going to come fight Russia on the part of Putin. In other words, we are agreeing to start and fight World War III with Russia, a nuclear-armed country, if hostilities break out again. That is a worse position than we're in now. I don't know what the point of it is. Because it will happen. And this is why the Euroweenies are beating a path to the White House, going, we'll sign, oh, cool. We finally get what we want, guarantee World War III for prosperity. Because, folks, these Euroweenies, all their families, their bureaucrats, members of their party. You know how the Democrat Party have this deal with the NGOs where they get billions of dollars, they siphon it off tax dollars, pass it out to their friends? The Euroweenies are doing that with the Ukraine money. So they want to keep this thing going 20, 30 years. They're out of Ukrainian bodies. They want American ones on the front. And they're even willing to send some French and German bodies as well. Anything to keep it going. I don't know why Trump would do this. I hope he doesn't. I really hope we don't do the security guarantee. It is an unmitigated disaster.
Steve Witkoff said yesterday on several of the Sunday shows that Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska agreed that the United States and Europe can offer NATO Article 5 style protection, security guarantees to Ukraine, which is an attack on one, is an attack on all. He said that this is the first time he's ever heard Russia agree to this and called it a game changer. This will be the topic of conversation at the White House today. So what does this mean for the United States and our troops in the future?
An Article 5 guarantee, that is the mutual self-defense guarantee. It's only been used one time when the European nations supported us on 9/11. So what we see here is the closest possible security ties short of NATO membership. And this really means that Ukraine will have powerful deterrence against a potential future attack from Russia. Implications for the U.S. will continue to stand with our European partners in NATO, and we'll carry that out through multiple domains, air, space, cyber, and all of that. It's going to look pretty similar to our current European force laydown, but including that mutual guarantee for Ukraine, if that's what's offered.
Yes, this is what the Euroweenies have wanted for a long time. They've wanted Ukraine to be in NATO. That forces America to get into a war with Russia. Why you would give them this, I have no idea. We'll be in war in 6 months. And I mean, we'll be in it this time. So look, I really hope that I'm just misunderstanding this. This is bad rumors that Trump would even conceive of doing this. This also guarantees that we have to pay for it with printed money. By the way, we just shattered last week all-time spending records. So the party of big spending in America is not the Democrats anymore. It was, but it's not now. It's the Republicans. Largest spending either, ever. Biggest deficit, biggest national debt, biggest debt spending, all of it. Largest deficit for a single month. We just racked all of it up. And so to sign this now guarantees we're going to fund it. We're going to fight it. We're going to die for Ukraine, fighting Russia. Now, all that NATO needs, and this is where we lose control, all that NATO needs is a false flag, something fake to drag us into it. Now, Tara, come on, that sounds like a conspiracy theory. NATO wouldn't do a false flag. NATO wouldn't fake an attack by Russia in order to drag us into the war. They already did. They already did. Almost 3 years ago, a missile was launched by Ukraine into Poland. It landed on a farm, killed a farmer. They triggered Article 5. Well, it's Article 4, which leads to Article 5. What is Article 5? Article 5 is where we're bound by our NATO agreement. Wow, okay, now Poland has been attacked. We have to defend Poland because Poland's a NATO country. When the farmer was killed, they automatically began the Article 4 process, which is just basically rolls into Article 5 full-on war. Zelensky lied his butt off. Said, no, that wasn't our missile. No, that was Russian. No, yeah, we got to go to war now. U.S. has to fight. Come on, let's all die for Ukraine. He was lying. And thankfully, at the time, we had honest Polish officials who actually went, got the missile, and were able to determine that Zelensky and NATO were lying. It was not Russian. It was Zelensky. Zelensky killed the farmer. And then everybody just shrugged their shoulders and went off. Who cares about the dead farmer? And they went right on. They will do it again. I don't even think it'd be a year. Although if they were really smart, they'll wait till the end of the Trump administration, then pull another false flag, blame Russia, drag us into the war just in time for a Democrat president. This is a bad idea. Like I can't even emphasize the level of bad. And that is why all of a sudden Euroweenies are beating a deep state to the White House going, we'll take that. Yeah. We'll take that. No, we can totally get back into World War III. I don't know why Putin would do this. Other than that, maybe he's telling himself, I can solidify my gains and hopefully protect myself from these people. I've got a buffer zone. Texter writes, it is MAD, M-A-D, mutually assured destruction, and what kept us at relative peace throughout the Cold War. I'm here to tell you, Ronald Reagan would have never signed anything. Ronald Reagan would never propose anything that guarantees, hey, you know, America's going to go to war with Russia if there's any hostilities. Here's the problem, okay? Here's what the Euroweenies know. This is what has continued to happen. You see how Trump is skipping the ceasefire and going directly to the peace agreement? Do you know why he has to do that? Because if you get real news about what's happened in the last 6-8 months, the Euroweenies and NATO have discovered something. If they take our drones and our missiles that we have sold or given them, depending on what period they came from, and they fly them deep into Russia and kill civilians, which they have again and again and again, Putin will respond 100% of the time by going into Kyiv and knocking out the place they sent that, you know, launched the missiles and the drones. He usually kills civilians in the process. So what they've learned is all they have to do is go drone some, Russian civilians, Russian naval, you know, Russian military installations, and Putin will respond in kind and they can keep it going. They've learned that about Putin. What Trump needs Putin to do right now to get to peace is not respond when the Euroweenies fly in and kill Russian civilians. That's what he needs to do, and Trump has been unable to get him to do it before. So for Putin to agree to this, it's not good. It's not good for Putin. It's really not good for America. There is no winner here except the Euroweenies and their families that live like ticks off the, you know, NGOs. It guarantees. I mean, honestly, if this gets signed, the mutual, you know, the security guarantee, I would not go into the U.S. military. I would not go into the U.S. You'd have to be crazy because it's practically guaranteed war with Russia the second Democrats get back in power. And it might even happen under Trump. But let's hope Trump is smart enough to see this and doesn't want to just notch another win. Because what you're going to see with this security guarantee, you're going to see all the neocons, all the warmongers, everybody line up and go, yeah, sign it, totally, because they get to have their war. And World War III with Russia is the goal. It is the goal. And then they'll just push the button and order up a war. And you'll have to pay for it too, by the way. Not just in blood, but in treasure. Not a good idea. It's definitely not what our founders wanted. But hey, maybe it won't come to that. Maybe Trump won't sign that. Let's hope Trump doesn't sign that. Okay, so going back to the beginning, Alaska, unbelievable watching all those fighter jets, the B-2 bombers flying right over Putin's head. What was that about? It was pretty awesome, actually. Americans loved it. And what Trump was saying to Putin as Putin touched down in Alaska was an ostentatious display of American power, which I loved. It was fantastic. What Trump was saying to Putin is, look, we just fought a proxy war in Russia over, you know, with Russia in Ukraine. And Marco Rubio has admitted that. So is Keith Kellogg, who's Trump's advisor.
And he considers this a proxy war by NATO as well right now. And frankly, in a way it is. I mean, it's clearly Putin sees that.
Yeah, of course he sees it, because we've been fighting Putin.
It's been very clear from the beginning that President Trump views this as a protracted, stalemated conflict. And frankly, it's a proxy war between nuclear powers, the United States helping Ukraine and Russia. And it needs to come to an end.
We
and
just no used one has Ukraine. That's all we did. It's a proxy war. And Putin's probably feeling pretty good about himself because, you know, if Ukraine fought the Russian military to a draw, yeah, that'd be pretty weak. But they didn't. That was us. Those were our generals in Battenberg. In that war room, we've been fighting Russia. We've been using probably every DARPA classified weapon we've wanted to try for a while. We've sent SEAL teams over there. We've been fighting them on the ground. And Russia fought us to, we fought to a draw. But what, so, and so what Trump was, we did. Don't kid yourself. That wasn't Ukraine, that was us. But what Trump is showing Putin with those fighter planes, the B-2 bombers, we couldn't use all that stuff. He's saying, bud, we had to hold back because we didn't want it to be really obvious that we were in World War III and we were fighting you. This stuff we didn't use, but we'll use it next time. In other words, you want to step this thing up? We'll go to real war with you. Not fake war. Not where we're half holding back because we have to pretend Ukraine is fighting Russia when it was us all along. And again, I just played you Kellogg, who is his chief envoy for Russia, and Rubio admitting, yeah, it's been us the whole time. We're at war with Russia. That's what Trump wants to get out of because it's very dangerous. I'm just not sure that his way of getting out of it is going to get us out of it. I think it's going to make it worse if he signs a security agreement, which is practically like taking Ukraine into NATO and guaranteeing we'll defend them. I do not know why we would do that. That's crazy. But, you know, maybe it won't happen. Maybe it won't happen. I hope it doesn't happen.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.